Pai, as Hashem.
Still spinning the room.
I see, either way, you brought people for writing. Whoever.
Today's mine will come most temporarily.
Why do they even need a clue?
Conservative shoe.
This was, I believe this was the shul that Martin Berger grew up in.
Okay, we'll start.
And then they moved, his wife also grew up here. She didn't grow up in the same shul. They wouldn't call it this, but.
That's the name of the town.
Here's coffee,
who was
me?
That's what this one was.
Harvey, there's no Marvin Comas this week yet.
Was
that's been
in fact,
and then they were
people show us the Torah congregation, right?
Okay, we just still
they merged paper. And then they pulled, they left.
Mm-hmm. It's like a $8 bill on the floor.
You said Aventura, Highland Lakes, what's the name of that?
I think it's
where they are now.
They are, yeah,
exactly. It's Highland Lakes,
it's Highland Lakes, behind the back.
It's not Aventura, Aventura, it's right ends. Near the water. And it's west of Biscayne
Bay. Anyone got an email for this year this week?
Before Shabbos.
Huh? I never get so.
You don't think so?
Do I get an email?
There's no point in sending them out because you haven't come to anyone, right?
Well, you don't know. I'm not here.
It's good to see
you on Friday. You can send a picture of the donut. You can send
them
on Friday. What? You can send a picture of the donut.
I get about 5:30. Order at 6.
Problem is then later on.
Okay. Good morning. I'd like to thank all of you that came with or without the email. But I assume he's in transit on the way. My brother's in charge of it. Yeah. But thank you for coming to today's shir. We entitled today's shir the Brach of Shachyanu, honoring a special moment.
Did we say Shachyanu on this shir?
I think you get to this year today. Maybe we should say something.
Well, time you should have said you should.
When I get to learn about Marshall
Karani. I figured, my burger, you're barking up a good tree. Part of the idea behind this year is, I was somewhat in the parsha of this Shiloh this week, and for multiple reasons, which I'll tell you in a moment. Marsha Petrani is an individual thing. I wasn't going to give a share just for myself. But the Maisa, I believe the Bracha of Shachyanu is a fascinating, fascinating Bracha that we have. Shachyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu l'azman hazeh. Simply translated as thanking Hashem that we reached this milestone, we reached this moment. That's the simple translation of the words. And we're going to see the halacha talks about many different usages of this bracha. I should probably say a shachianu that my father is able to be here at the shir. So welcome, Abba. It's been here before, but great to have you. Now, the he fits in, he makes good jokes. Now, Lamaisa, I'll tell you first some of the issues I was dealing with myself this week. And then I want to add in some very interesting shilohs, which some of us, depending on your age, could also be nogea. the
older
issues.
Older or younger?
Older. That's my little cute hint. Now, the brach of Shachianu that I was dealing with was my son became a bar mitzvah this week.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. And the question is, when a boy reaches bar mitzvah, really the first time he's able to perform a mitzvah, any of the 613 mitzvahs, is that itself a reason to say Shachianu? The right, there's talk about such a topic. To be honest, I gave a share about this 5 years ago when my older son became a bar mitzvah, touched on this topic, but a lot has happened since, and I think even halacha issues expanded, different things, and we'd like to add to that. Additionally, I'll float something. You know, L'kama de Simcha, I was very lucky, I was Zocha, I published a little sefer, a little kuntres. There's talk in halacha of a shayla, if a person publishes a sefer. Is that a reason to make a shechiyam? So you have those two things together. In researching this topic, I came across a very interesting idea, which we'll expand upon soon. And this probably a lot of people are going to ask for the marmakomos. Did you ever hear of a person making a Shechianu reaching his birthday besides a 13-year-old? Has anyone in this room made a bracha upon reaching a birthday? A bracha of Shechianu upon reaching a milestone birthday?
In the world.
Yes.
A lot of people don't recognize birthdays as a symbol.
Very good point.
What would be
right?
A milestone
is
birthday?
People say, yeah, what's the makor for a birthday party in the Torah? Paro. Paro.
Moshe Levitt.
Right? Yom HaLetus is Paro. Okay? But in Halacha, I'll show you soon, there's a opinion in halacha that when one reaches 70 years old, one should make a shachianu. Based on the pasuk we say from Darwin Melch Tillim, we say it on Shabbos, that the nation of Israel, Adam,
Gvuros,
right, is Shivim Shana. Right. You bring the end of the pasuk is another thing. Gvuros Shmonim Shana. 80 is another level. So, do you make one at 70? Do you make another Shachianu? A person reaches 80.
Which is
on top of that.
To 120.
Yeah, yeah. Question. And if you didn't make the bracha yet, could you still make it now? Very interesting, Shilas. Shachianu v'kimanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. Thanking Hashem, I reached milestone age.
What if you did Kiddush instead?
Okay, we could also talk about that. What's the best way to mark these occasions? Is it through, okay, the Shir is talking about a bracha of Shachianu, but we'll debate if there are situations where you're not going to make a Shachianu, are there other means of recognizing it? He said, was brought up, oh, should make a Kiddush, throw a Kiddush in the shul. I reach 70. Perhaps maybe there's a better way to do it, different ways to do it. What should a person do, you know, to mark these milestones? Yes?
Usually you wear a new suit, so you're making a Shachianu, right? Mm.
Okay, very good. We'll talk about that, right?
There is a question, right? Because the new suit is not a big deal.
Correct. Good point. So far we already brought up three different areas of Shachianu. Shachianu, the first time you're doing a mitzvah for a bar mitzvah boy. Shachianu for, let's say, a person, Zohar, to publish a sefer. Shachianu, just based on age, I reached this milestone. Is that something we make a bracha on? I'll throw out a few more shilas, and we'll try to go through them, each one. Chasan and Kala, engaged. It's part of engagement, right? Yeah. Is giving presents. Do you make a bracha on these presents? A girl gets a diamond ring. Is she making a bracha on that? How about this? Does the guy make a shachianu when he pays for that ring? Right? Right. So he bought a diamond ring. He gave it away the next day. But does he make a bracha first? Does she make a bracha second? How's that work? Right?
If his father is paying for it.
My father makes a good comment. Right? Yeah, who makes the bracha? Right. If the groom is not paying for the ring, the father, does the father make a shachianu? You know, maybe that's what you brought before. You know, by bar mitzvah, the father makes a bracha, baruch shepetrani. You know, thanking Hashem in a certain sense that I'm off the hook. But it could be, you know, till you kick him out of the house, he's still not off the hook. So, okay, good point. Okay, so I think those are a nice slew of questions that I'd like to deal with this morning. Now, again, I do think this topic is a pretty major topic, and we could do a lot of, you know, we could have part B's to this. And I also put a disclaimer, those listening here, those listening at home, I have a little excuse that was a little hectic Shabbos, and I didn't have as much time I'd like to research for this year beforehand. I even spoke to different people this morning, you know, Hawking, going, oh, that's a good question. Okay, great. I think if you had an answer to this one. But so please, you know, bear with me. We'll see. I hope to have perhaps more at a later date on this topic too. But let's begin. Which one should we do first? I'll let the audience pick. See, when you don't have it as prepared. You know, this is why Chofetz Chaim share works out well. You know, okay, Rebosa, what do you say? Which topic do you want to hit first? I'm not sure I really have a full order.
I need a safer.
Huh?
Safer.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Weinstein, you spoke up first. You make a bracha on the safer. So, I'll show you that one. That one's a little tricky because it jumps into the topic I was going to jump into second. But it's okay, I opened the floor. So we get that one. So what about making a bracha on a new sefer? Now really, just to give first an introduction, basic introduction, where do you find the halachas of shachianu? And I'm actually thinking about it. You know, nowadays, just like in the medical world, you know, the old-fashioned doctor that knew everything is a little bit absolute. Nowadays, you have specialists. And you have specialists of specialists. And, you know, Scott Noadoros, people are in nowadays, you can find Svarim on as small and obscure topics because, yeah, people are specialists. I'm not sure at the top of my head, my Svarim head, I don't know that there's a single sefer, that the whole sefer is dedicated to shachianu. But it really should be.
Did you say shachianu on your purpose?
That's the first question.
On the what?
Ezra will
yes.
Know.
Yes. Now, I do not believe there is such a sefer just in shachianu, but it really deserves. It really is this big own topic. The main source of the brach of shachianu is in Hilchos Brachos, Simon Reish Chav Gimel, where there the Machaber talks about firstly, talks about having children and making brachas for that. Then he talks about, leave out the circumstances for the moment, but talks about getting Yerusha, getting inheriting, getting money. He talks about building a house or a major purchase, a new car, these things. He talks about when to make the bracha for those things. Other kelim. Then he talks about clothing, what we don't make brachas on, we don't make brachas on the new shoes, even if it's pashtus, you know, fancy pair of shoes. Okay, that's Reish Chav Gimel and Hilchos Brachos, Chel Beis and Mishabura. That's where they have the most concentrated list of Shachianus. Shachianus come up, scattered it throughout Shulchan Aruch and many other spots. Now, there, I'll put in this point also, which is very important. Over there in Reish Chav Gimel and Mishabura, Sukkot and Tetzvav, there's an important klal. Here, I'll read first the Mechaber. You build a new house, or again, you buy new kelim. Even if you have similar things, you bought it for the second time. You make each time a shechianu. Right? Then he says, well, that chadash doesn't have to be even new, right? Even older ones. Okay? Now it talks about kelim. We can debate about cars, you know, new cars, old cars, is Kalim, okay? Now, Chavetz Chaim writes one line, like a verch over here, you make a brach of Shachianu. He writes, V'yizar levarch tekev. You should make a brach of Shachianu right away. Kodim shizragel v'yisalak asimcha menu. Before you get used to it, and the simcha wears off from you. So that's why, in general, it's very important if a person's making these brachos of Shachianu to research the topic, get it a clear psak what we should be doing, and do it right away. Because once there might be an expiration date, once the simcha leaves, wears off, avar zman o batal karbono, you may not be able to do it so easily. So the Chavetz Chaim is bizarre results. Okay, let's get it right. So it puts more pressure on us too. Okay, these halachas we gotta figure out. Now, I'll deal with first the safer one. Yeah, that's an interesting new one. So I found here there in general there's a lot of talk by a safer. Do you make a shachianu or not? This is a question that's dealt with through the ages a lot, and the idea being, you know. A sefer is a milestone. It's a big deal to be able to write a sefer. Look, you find many people on their tombstone. What does it say? It's a mechaber of this. It's a defining factor for a person. So that could potentially be a reason, okay, to recite a shachianu. However, I found, at least Dirsha brings, but it's a bigger discussion, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted in the sefer, Sheinonu nolagim levarach shachianu. Our minog, Chaim Ganetsky, at least is quoted as holding, is we do not make a shachianu on a sefer. Farot lahotzi is atri deyachol v'bepri tavol lov bracha. If Chaim Ganetsky used those words, it's a great pun. Right? If a person wants to be yotzeit by having a nice new peri, tavio lov bracha, literally means it should bring upon him the bracha, but that itself is the halachic trick. That through making a bracha on a new fruit, which those halachas are not found in this spot, they're found in other spot, of shechianu of fruits, that works over here. Now that's really a discussion which I want to take place second half of the share.
Two fruit.
Yes.
So it would seem that we should be looking first at the words of the bracha itself. What does Zman Hazeh actually mean?
Okay, good. We're going to talk about that. Yes.
My understanding is that there are certain yeshivos that require a bacher to come out with some kind of sefer if they're on the smicha track, if they ever want to get their smicha.
Interesting.
So if it's required, does that change it?
Interesting.
Anyway,
I would think not. You know, right.
You know,
it could be not every thesis. I think the Chaim Moser is famous for saying, not everything you think you should say. Not everything you say should be written, you know, like, people should be careful, right? So the publishing company I dealt with, the biggest place in Lakewood, he says, most of them you only need three copies of, for the author, his father, and his father-in-law.
So
your hope is that you reach a little beyond that. Yeah. In general, just for the record, you know, My Rebbe, Reb Henoch, felt that the person should put most of his kosos into
teaching,
because that really produces peiros, that you're interacting with the person much more. Versus a sefer, most svarim, he said the same type of idea, most svarim are not widely used and accepted. You know, there's one Stipler, Achilles Yaakov, that became super popular in this. Once in a while, you have svarim that are legitimately, you know, well used. Rabbi Luban, you know, has written many svarim. He's a model for this, but he views it, even if it's not so accepted as svarim, but the effort that he put in to publish it makes his learning better.
The way he told us once was he uses it as his chavrusa.
Right. So I feel the same. Hechrich.
It's hard to get his svarim.
Huh?
It's hard to find his svarim.
Yeah, yeah. Not so simple. Huh? I'll talk about it later. So, okay. The first question we dealt with is a sefer, and practically it sounds like what Chaim Kanievsky says, the minhag is not to make on that. Doesn't reach the bar. What exactly this bar is, we could talk about too.
Yeah, it's a possibility too that he published and wrote many svarim.
Oh, right.
To him, it was almost the Meisim B'chol Yom.
Right, that's similar to your case.
There are other things I don't know if you mentioned before I walked in, but there are achievements that many people in this room have had. Okay, I'll start with you getting smicha, but others here getting a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a PhD, an MD,
okay, right,
a DDS for dentist,
getting
a law degree, passing the bar, getting board certified,
right,
for a
right.
Doctor,
the one difference might be
accountant, getting
right.
These are major achievements.
Right, they are major achievements. It's an interesting point I didn't see discussed. You know, one simple chiluk one might make is the difference between a achievement in
the secular world.
Secular world versus in the Torah world.
But
that's
Kalim had nothing to do with
right. Good point. Good point.
So
yes.
It shouldn't be any worse.
Good kasha. I hear.
It's a major achievement.
Yes.
Now,
but the first comment, you know, some was mentioned was
a bar I couldn't pass. I have a lot of lawyer jokes.
It's a good other joke.
Yeah, but a point was made that Chaim Kanievsky perhaps didn't think you make a, you know, mention the minhag is not to make a bracha. He definitely knew about the minhag and publishing svarim, as he did it quite often. Now, let's go to the bar mitzvah case. Why not? So the bar mitzvah case is very interesting. There's a Kaf HaChaim, Yaakov Chaim Sofer, tremendous Sephardi Posek, writes, Shetov lovosh begel chadash, olach al pri chadash, uvarach shechianu, says this idea that, look, there's an inyan, perhaps, to make a shachianu in one's bar mitzvah. But again, this one's on me, Ed. You might be reaching your bar mitzvah, but it doesn't reach the bar. It doesn't reach the bar to make a shachianu.
You know, we said, Rabbi, more bar than mitzvah.
So
We're talking about the parents or the...
No, the boy. The boy, the first time he has a chance to do a mitzvah, isn't that a shechianu v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh?
What's the difference? What's the substantial difference other than schar between the mitzvah we've done and schenach and chutzit?
He did it every day for a month.
All right, Weiss is bringing up a very good point, and I believe the post can talk about your svara, is that since already there's an inyan, the anti-reason, the reason to make a bracha is, look, now's the first time I'm at Tzuvah Oseh. I get real schar for doing a real mitzvah. I'm a big boy. I count for the minyan. So that's a reason to make a bracha. The reason perhaps not to make a bracha, where it doesn't reach the bar, is because, look, is this really new? You were doing this beforehand. Even, for example, people who put on tefillin, right? You know, there are... Most people have the minhag for the bar mitzvah boy to put on tefillin before the bar mitzvah, not just wait to the day of the bar mitzvah. So that means he's been doing even this mitzvah beforehand. Tefillah is like one of the cases they talk about. So Rabbi Weissman's arguing, Achronim, Poskim, bring this idea that, hey, is it really new? You've been doing it. Okay, you're doing it as chinuch. Now you're doing it for points. You really got scar, but it's hard to say it's as fresh.
So what about a mitzvah that you don't have an opportunity to do until you're 40 years old?
Oh, interesting.
Whatever it is.
Right. Okay, hold on. I want to get to the age moments in a second. So again, for this case of bar mitzvah, the Kaf HaChaim recommends you do the trick, put on the new suit, eat a Shechiyano Peri, and somehow that's going to work. Okay, we'll get back to that. I want to jump to the age issue, which I find so fascinating. To be honest, I thought that was the most fascinating shaila I came across in researching this topic, how the idea of making a bracha based on age. So there, I actually have the marmakoma, so that's a shaila. I should be able to get them out. The Mishabura, it's a prima gadim in Simon Tuf Mem Dalid, quotes a Chavos Yair that says the following. They talk about making an entire, it's a double, it's a twofold. A kiddush, a suda. A kiddush is, you know, grab and go. A suda when you turn 70. Yeah. And make, at that suda, get up there. Shachiyanu v'kimanu v'igiyanu l'zman hazeh. The Chavos Yair, earlier authority, brought this idea. And there's even debate, okay, I'll get to the debate in a moment. So the Chavos Yair says, one should do that. You should, it reaches the bar. You should make a suda, celebrating reaching the milestone of 70, and make a bracha of Shachianu. When you turn 70, on your birthday.
The suda.
When
do you make it?
At what point in the suda?
Before you wash?
Yeah, let's say after you wash. Yeah, I'm not sure. I assume you make it in the middle of the Suda. Have everyone there gathered. Okay, we'll talk about the planning for it. Just make sure I'm invited. But next year, right?
The Baba Yom on Shabbos.
Now, just before you make all your preparations, let me finish off my sentence. That's the Chavos Yair's opinion brought by the Prima Gadol. Prima Gadim says, I'm not sure about this one. He says, Sarachin, I'm not sure this reaches the bar. He's not sure. Now, for the record, so of course, the Prima Gadim gives you the opt out, get a new fruit. Like, okay, if it's not big enough that I'm 70 years old to make a bite. No, to make a shakyanu. But this nice little fruit that I bought for $2, you know, in the store, now we got it. That really underscores something funny going on over here. So that's part two. Let's see. Let's see if we get to part two. But it's so interesting. The poskim, the modern day poskim, for example, Nissen Karelitz talks about this and others. Let's say your birthday falls out during the 3 weeks. The normal minhag is we do not make a shachianu during the 3 weeks. So what do we do? I was waiting my whole life to turn 70.
Especially if your birthday's on Tisha B'Av itself.
So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes, she yamtin l'Shabbos v'az yivarach shachianu. You could wait to do this either the full suda straight up, according to the Chavos Yair, or the Prima Gadim's trick of doing on a new fruit or that, wait till Shabbos, and they can make a shachianu even during the 3 weeks. Shekiva shal bracha hi amash zikul hakadosh baruch hu legi al gil hazeh. This is the language of Rav Nissen Karelitz, that since the bracha is you're thanking Hashem that I reached the 70 milestone, b'chol yom hu chesed mi hakadosh baruch hu, and every day is another chesed from Hashem. Im kain, zman habracha Then even Shabbos, after your birthday, it's good enough. Every day is more. And in such a situation, one could wait to make a shachian until Shabbos. Now, once I saw this psak from Nissen Karelitz, it hit me a very interesting idea. And I'm not ready yet to paskin la halacha, right? I'm really itching. I think we're going to have to do a part two next week on this. This is a fascinating topic. But the question that I have is the following. Lo Yitzur, there's somebody in the room who's 7 years old and didn't yet make this bracha. Now, we originally started seeing in the Mishnah Berurah, you got to do it right away when the simcha's there. Okay, that's when you buy your new suit or your new this or that. But here, now, they were talking about the idea of doing when you're 7 years old. And here the particular Shiloh was, if it falls out during the 3 weeks, you're not going to make a Shechiana during the week. Ms. Carell says you can push it off till Shabbos. Now that's just a matter of days. The person didn't make it yet. Is it okay to push it off a few years later? But the reasoning to me would seem the same. Because all the more so, if a person didn't make a bracha when he turned 70, every day is a chesed from Hashem, all the more so too.
Why aren't you saying it every day?
Oh, so that's the bracha we make of Shachianu is the milestone. Every day we do thank Hashem. Modem anachnu lach, shemachol umimanu, vandeflo secha, tovo secha. We do thank Hashem every day. But this Shachianu is a special bracha reaching a milestone. So I see a legitimate shaila. If a person didn't make it when he turned 70, is there room to make it even years later? I could hear a tzad, if a person didn't make it in 70, you know, for sure, is there something even more special to do by 80? Sounds like a pasuk, a fairish pasuk, but the shaila is in terms of the shachianu, does that reach the bar? Yes.
I want to say that you're making it on the mind.
Josh, you have a few. One more time.
If you want to say that we're making it on the milestone and it didn't yet make it, so now what? It's too late. You missed it, or is that what Rabbi's saying as this question? Because if so, right? So we have mitzvahs that we make it on, that we make it multiple, that we do that same mitzvah multiple times. And if you didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't say the bracha.
Right.
Now you're doing it. You say the bracha.
Right. It's a good example. You know, let's say for on the Yom Tovin. When we talk about making a Shechianu v'kimanu v'yigyamu v'zman hazeh, so there I miss the first night of Sukkot. To say a Shechianu, don't worry, do the second night.
You miss Lulav, day one.
Right.
The second day.
Of Hanukkah. Lulav gets tricky. Because,
Hanukkah.
Right.
Moshe knew the day he was going to die?
Huh?
Moshe knew he was going to die on the day of his birth?
On the day of his birth.
Huh? What bracha do you want to make?
No, so I'm saying.
Brach dynamics.
You brought that Shechianu that you're getting older, that you know you're going to die on that day too, right?
Interesting. But the Shechianu sounds like you're thanking Hashem for the past or the moment. Shechianu v'kimanu v'kimanu v'zman hazeh. I made this moment. So you're thinking, okay, what's going to be after that? I'm very thankful. There's things beyond that. So I think that based on what we came across so far, I do hear of a Shiloh that perhaps the time limit didn't extend, and perhaps a person could do it. Maybe next Sunday we should get together. We could have a Shechianu Suda.
Does that have to be meat?
Oh,
for breakfast?
Huh?
For breakfast?
See, in Eretz Yisrael, they have fleishik, breakfast all the time.
At a restaurant, yeah. Nobody eats a fleishik part.
So I'm not sure. Yes?
You're defining the purpose of the Shechianu as reaching a milestone. How does finding, scurrying around to four or five different grocery stores to find a fresh new fruit constitute a milestone?
Okay, so I want to get to my next point. Okay, this is a perfect idea. Format in the share on the go. I want to hear a fantastic point. I want to talk about it. That's my second point. So point number one, which I'm not sure, is I see there's a tzad in halacha to make a shachinu when you turn 70. And I see there's a tzad in halacha to even do it post that milestone, at least within the 3 week situation. Question is, if a person didn't make it, but the svar of being a chesed each day, perhaps one could make it later. That's one shayla to be continued. The second question that I want to pose is this whole idea that you find clearly right and left in all the poskim of if it doesn't reach the bar for this, don't worry, we have a fallback plan. Go get your star fruit. Spend a few dollars in Publix, get a nice star fruit, make a bracha on that, and it works for your 70 years old. You know, maybe we should, you know, it doesn't work, it's not a new fruit. But we'll call it, you know, we'll get everyone a grapefruit, right? You turn 70, we'll get you a grapefruit. Grapefruit league. But how do we understand that? And I'll build on your question. It sounds like the bracha that we make when we buy a new fruit doesn't sound so auspicious, doesn't sound like such a big moment.
Right.
It sounds like a different type of shachianu. Here you're talking about a major life milestone. And here you're talking about eating a new fruit.
We
right?
Say that now.
Here you're talking about the first time I do a mitzvah. And here you're talking about a new Calvin Klein suit.
New cherries, come on.
Right?
We can't appreciate the new fruit either.
Okay, right, right. That's its own discussion. But whatever it is.
We're spoiled. Our great grandparents
to
have an orange was a big deal in Europe.
Even to go back.
Right.
Rabbi Sharpen said a few years ago in Shira, it's not so simple to make a shachianu on a new fruit.
Right, for these other things.
By Rosh Hashanah.
Right, right, right. These comes up, right, it comes up all the time. By Yontif, by the second day of Yontif. Shall make your shachianu. So there, right? You play around with the fruits and this. How do you understand that? Why should one bracha exempt the other one? And they seem like they're on two totally different points. So how do we understand that? That bothers me too. I think it's a very, very big question. So Baz Hashem, tune in next week.
Sure.
I hope to be able to do more research and answer these questions. Harvey, if this works, this system, you know, maybe we should do, you know, keep you on the edge of your seat, do more part twos. But let me just end with one story. Regardless of the way we come out next week, whether we make the shachian or not, but there still are ways, like you brought up before, to mark auspicious moments. And although this is not codified in Shulchan Aruch, but it's clear in the Mefarshim. It's a Gor Aryeh in Rashi. I've heard many people express it with Gifter as one. Yaakov Avinu meets Yosef after all the years. We all know Pasuk says that Yosef fell on Yaakov's shoulders and cried. Doesn't say much about Yaakov. What was Yaakov doing?
He was saying Kriyashma.
So that's the question. You couldn't have picked a better time. You're on the way, you know. So the Gor Aryeh, Maral, explaining Rashi, says Yaakov Avinu was channeling his emotions. He was so happy to see his son. Of course. He was channeling his emotions into his religious service in expressing his love for Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So regardless of whether we have the schus to be able, the halacha is the right thing to do is make a bracha of shachianu. But there are other ways, of course, that one could mark auspicious moments. And whether the answer next week is we'll come back, you know, oh, we should make a party for turning 70 or this or that. But there are other ways to recognize the things, you know, and was brought up, even a daily thing. You know, the bracha of modim. We thank Hashem for every day. And it is a big deal. Every moment, every day. It's a big schus. And you know, in general, every time we do a mitzvah, there's a birchas mitzvah on many mitzvahs. And that's an expression, okay? I have a chance to do this mitzvah. Okay, so the bar mitzvah boy doesn't make a shachianu, according to most shitas, you know, the first time he performs a mitzvah. But he gets to make a bracha when he does a mitzvah, most of the time. Should have in mind that. You know, we have already built in Yiddishkeit a lot of ways that we could channel our emotions on reaching milestones, appreciating them, that we could give those over to Hashem, to thank Hashem for putting us in this place to be able to reach it. And Be'ezah Hashem, we should all be zoche to experience in life many, many wonderful moments, auspicious moments, with the Shachianu or without the Shachianu, but to thank Hashem along the way. Thank you very much. To be continued next week.
You're going to say Shachianu because it's the first part two?
We've done sort of like part twos, but it was like years, you know, in between.
I think this is going to start.